Democratic lawmakers and South Florida community advocates are teaming up to oppose a measure that would make it harder to sue farms. They say proponents of the measure are using it as a cover to support sugarcane burning that adversely affects communities of color. I'm Robbie Gaffney. The measure would add particle emissions as a farming operation, protected from lawsuits. The bill's sponsor, Pace Republican Representative J.R. Williamson, says he's chosen to put the phrase into his bill because that's a term people in the agricultural industry and those regulating that industry use. He points to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as an example.
The EPA measures air quality in PM, which is particulate matter. So a PM 2.5 would be things like dust, pollen, smoke, fumes, steam. When you look at a PM 10 is another thing, and that would be some of the larger items like grass, sawdust, and heavier particulate matter.
During a committee meeting on the bill, Mangonia Park Representative Omari Hardy questioned Williamson about whether particle emissions could cover things that are carcinogenic, to which Williamson replied,
"That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that question, so I'll be glad to look into that and get that answer for you."
Right now, there is a federal class action lawsuit against Florida Crystals, the United States Sugar Corporation, and more that alleges the pre-harvest burning of sugarcane in South Florida releases pollutants that cause respiratory problems. Jessica McCarty is an assistant professor at the Miami University of Ohio. She's an expert in satellite data analysis for mapping fires, air pollutants, emissions that impact climate change, and agriculture and food security. She says smoke from biomass burning, like the burning of sugarcane leaves, can have negative impacts on people's health.
They burn so much acreage, and then within the acreage, there's just so much biomass on sugarcane. Like, it's like it's a tropical reed, you know, like it has tons and tons. It just has lots and lots of leaves on it. So there's just a lot of vegetation that can be burned.
McCarty says that creates more particulate matter in the air. She says some of that matter can be seen, but others are smaller and not visible to the human eye and can pierce deeper into someone's lungs.
So when you breathe in the smoke or the hazy air caused by smoke, all that particulate matter, 2.5, you're breathing it down deep, deep, deep into your lungs, and it stays there. And that can lead to other types of health impairments, including people developing asthma and COPD.
Shanique Scott is the former mayor of South Bay, a city in Palm Beach County. Scott says she's seen how sugarcane burning impacts people in her community.
I own a dance studio here. A lot of my own dance students, I mean, they struggle during the burning season with asthma, with respiratory problems.
Scott says fires sometimes seem so close.
Even the kids have come accustomed to tell their teachers to pull down the shades because, you know, it seems like, you know, the fields and the playground areas are on fire.
Scott says 1 year, a local school had to shut down due to the smoke.
And they had to send a few of the students to the actual hospital.
She's now advocating for growers to stop burning sugarcane alongside Colin Walks, the former mayor of Pahokee, another city based in Palm Beach County. He says if the burning of sugarcane can harm people and damage property, then people should be able to go to the courts.
Our legislators should not be picking the winner before the case is even heard.
If someone wants to bring a lawsuit against a farm, under Williamson's bill, they would have to prove by clear and convincing evidence that the farm did not comply with state and federal environmental laws, regulations, or best management practices. Right now, Florida's Right to Farm Act only addresses nuisance claims, but Williamson's bill would expand that to all types of claims, including negligence, personal injury, and more. Robert Mitchell is co-founder of Muck City Black Lives Matter, based in Belgrade. He says communities of color like South Bay, Pahokee, and Belgrade are being impacted by sugarcane burning.
However, when you look over to the east, where you have West Palm Beach and Wellington and these areas over in that area, they actually have a provision. When the wind is blowing to the east, they cannot burn. So these more affluent communities are not near dealing with the impact that we're dealing directly.
Williamson's proposal is heading to its last committee stop before heading to the floor for a vote. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.